England does not merely mark the Viking Age, it tells the story of Kraka herself. According to the sagas, the turning point came with the death of Ragnar Lothbrok. Captured in England by King Aela of Northumbria, Ragnar was executed, cast into a pit of snakes. Whether legend or history, the story carried immense power. When the news reached Kraka, she is said to have received it in silence, already measuring the cost of revenge. Her sons would not raid England, they would conquer it. In 865, the great heathen army landed. Led by Kraka's sons, this force swept across eastern England. It was not a vast horde, perhaps only 2,000 or 3,000 warriors, but it moved with discipline and purpose. King Aela was defeated and killed. The revenge for Ragnar was complete. What followed was not withdrawal, but settlement. The Vikings took winter camps, most famously at Repton in 874, where hundreds of graves still mark their presence. England was no longer merely a target, it was a prize. Though later generations would fight again and kings would rise and fall, the shape of England had been changed forever. Through Ragnar's death and his son's vengeance, Kraka's family helped turn raiders into rulers and bound England into the Viking world.